Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Rizal. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I write adult books right now. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get into YA, but for adults, it's books about food and family and basically generational relationships and with a dash of magic. And when I say magic, I mean fabulism, contemporary magic.
Yes, I love your books are like the perfect escape for someone who just needs like a little bit of like magic back in your life, you know. So let's chat about Sophie Goes Lonely Hearts Club. What is the elevator pitch?
The elevator pitch is a disgraced mask maker needs to match 7 septuagenarian bachelors to save her reputation.
So thinking about like the characters, what came first? The characters, the plot, you know, the world.
In this case, at least for the last 3 books, it's always been a menu. I start with a menu before I write a book, and that probably doesn't surprise you if you've read my books.
Yeah.
And for this particular book, my menu was all of my childhood snacks and candies. And I wanted to write that. And the reason why is because I wanted to write a love letter to my grandparents. And I'm thinking about all of those, the sweets and the chips and all of the Pocky and all of that that I ate. And that's how it started. And then what I ended up writing is basically like a male version of the Golden Girls, if you read the book.
Yeah. Oh, I love this idea of a menu. And so what kind of menus do you insert? Like, how do you, like, this one you have the childhood, but other menus, were there something you just, like, saw in the street or, like, you know, you had a meal, you're like, oh my gosh, this is, like, what you need to have?
The first book that I wrote, the menu for that is a lot of the dishes that my comfort dishes, stuff that my parents and my dad cooked, because my dad's the cook in the family. Mm-hmm. That's the list of that. That's just all of my favorite dishes that he's made. The second book, the one that's based in Paris, was basically everything I ate in Paris. And I ate a lot. And that city is just wonderful when it comes to food. So I made a list of all of that. And I made sure that I went to the city. Like, I've never been until my editor, an editor and my agent suggested just take a bit of your book advance and go. Just go visit the city you've always wanted to go. Go use it as a research trip. And I really did. I used it as a research trip. I ate everything. I walked everywhere, and it was just fantastic.
Oh my gosh. And trips that you want to plan, I know you mentioned before that you're headed to Disney, but other trips now that you're like overalls opening up and menus can be, you know,
it is. I've got culinary novels that I have that I want to write still. Yeah, like that are food heavy. And the other places I want to go that's on my immediate list is I want to visit Scotland and Ireland. Mm-hmm. That's only after going back to Paris, landing in Paris, staying there for a few days to eat, and then taking the train to London, staying there for a few days to eat, and then actually going on this to go see everything. I want to go there. I eventually want to go back to the Philippines and to Japan, but my family, I have a daughter, and she's never been to the place I was born, like to the country that I've been born in, and my husband's never seen have never been there either, and it's just a matter of tranquilizing them for the 22-hour flight to get there and then to go to Japan after, because I have to see in addition to the beautiful cultural things, I gotta go to Studio Ghibli, the park, And Tokyo Disneyland, even though, and the Sanrio Land. I'm sorry, I do like my amusement park, so would have visited those places.
My brother went to Japan and he did go to Tokyo Disney World. Like that was like a stop. Hit my brother's going on a trip to go to all the different Disney Worlds around the world. Like he's trying to hit them just to experience.
Have a wish list because the swag in Tokyo Disney, like the merchandise there, is just so much cuter than anywhere else.
Yeah.
So you should ask him to pack you a little thing to just mail it back because from what I've seen, it's just so much cuter.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love this. I would suggest if you're looking for culinary stuff, I would suggest going to Lisbon and go to Spain.
Oh.
Try the Spanish stuff, like
Oh,
tapas.
definitely.
But Lisbon has this like egg custard, little pastel de natas. I think they have like Chinese version of it. It's like a little
Oh
egg.
yes, I've had the Portuguese version because where I live right now, there's a high population of Portuguese.
Yep.
So that yes, we have the egg tarts, pasteles de nata. There's a bakery downtown that's like a Portuguese bakery. I would go there. I will go there and I will eat.
Yes, I would tell you it's beautiful. I think Lisbon is like similar to San Francisco, so it will give you that San Francisco vibes. But at the same time, the food is delicious,
If I go
So.
to Portugal, I definitely need to make like a side trip to the Azores because
Yes.
that's on my list too.
Yes, like honestly, we just need to travel. Travel and eat our way in it. Like that's like my favorite thing is to travel. Like one of my favorite trips is to go solo trips by myself and get and sign up for a food tour. So then I just like have someone walk me through different restaurants and just eat and go, and then
It
learn
is.
all the stuff.
And to bring it back to books, this is what I love so much about books, that it allows you to travel and it allows you to experience foods in different places and different situations that you may like not normally be in or want to be in.
All right. So in terms of books, like what kind of books do you tend to read and tend to gravitate when it comes to reading?
Mostly fiction, but I will do the occasional nonfiction. The three books that I really like that's kind of been in the forefront of my brain in the last few years is Circe by Madeline Miller because I'm such a sucker for Greek mythology. And I know definitely down the road I will be writing something along those lines, but I love that book just because it's from a female point of view. And that it's so atmospheric, and it's about a character that I do love, like Circe, and what her backstory is, and you know how she was born from, like her parents were Titans. It's just and a nymph, I believe, and it's just such a beautiful, kind of just fantastical, that has like a bit of a literary fiction tilt to it. The other book that I really loved in the last few years is The Kiss Quotient by Helen Huang. It's one of my favorite romance novels. And how do you not love Michael and Stella and like the pretty woman trope, just gender bent? Like it's one of the spiciest. I love that too. It's one of the spiciest novels I've read and absolutely adore that. And another book that I loved and who happens to be a friend of mine as well is So We Meet Again by Suzanne Park. And it's a foodie book. Like Suzanne writes about food and she writes about humor and she always makes me laugh and I love that quality about her books as well.
Yes, I told Suzanne that I wanted that service that the main character. So we meet again. Who was doing the different sauces, different spice up for those meal boxes? I was like, why that doesn't exist? Like, I need that service. And the relationship with the mom and the YouTube videos,
Yes.
like you gotta do
Yes.
this. You're like, I'm like, yes. Oh my gosh, I appreciate it. So, yes. Oh, so many good books. So, Rosella, tell us where we can find you online.
I am at Roselle Writer on IG and on Twitter. Now, I used to be a lot more active, but I've been pulling back a little bit because I'm a little bit under stress. I'm a little bit under stress because right now I am on submission. I have launch coming up for Sophie, and book four edits are coming in. And if you want to know a little bit about book four, I could tell you about book four
Oh,
because
please do.
it's not at all set in the universe that Sophie, Natalie, and Vanessa are in.
Oh my gosh.
So big shocker, right? This book four is more along the fantasy romance vein, and that it has gods, ghosts, and it has two exes that are trapped in two places and have to work together separately to try to get out. It's got a bit of a fantastical escape room element to it as well.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. Now I just need to have it. That sounds so good. I'm like, fantastical escape room. Yes, give me that.
Yes, with gods and ghosts. Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. So that's coming out next year, or?
I don't have a release date for it yet. I know, yes, like I said, book four editor's supposed to be coming in, and yeah, I'm hoping it's sometime next year, and hopefully what happens with the YA. I wrote a culinary fantasy for YA, and I'm hoping that gets turned into a book, and I
Yeah.
can talk about that some more as well.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited for you. This is great. And congratulations on your success. So it's been amazing. So thank you, Rosal, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Laura, for having me. It's so fun talking about food and tangent food, food, but mostly books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibroFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibroFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibroFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURREADNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.